et cetera, et cetera. So it isn't exactly free market, unfettered capitalism that we have in the United States. And to a very large extent, a lot of the government regulation that we had and the exchange rate that the U.S. granted Japan after the war, which gave Japan a $4,000 cost advantage, the fact that corporate average fuel economy was enacted, to where the Japanese producing all the little cars were on the good side of the average. They didn't have to change a thing. We had all the big cars with the big engines that the American public wanted. We had to keelhaul the whole product program, change everything. And that's when the American industry collectively lost it on quality. So my point is, there were a lot of government policies that weren't designed to hurt the automobile industry, but they did. So, and then the subprime mortgage meltdown was a product of government. That came out of the, what do they call it, the 1998 Community Renewal Act, which forced the banks to grant loans to people who couldn't afford to pay for the houses. I tell myself, the government caused a lot of the problem. Hey, I don't mind accepting some government assistance in repayment. Then there's another factor. In this free market capitalism stuff, you have to let the rule of reason dictate your actions.